And rising, everyone, and happy Q Day and happy post-Thanksgiving Day for the Americans. Welcome to another episode of A Cuman Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm John, of course.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine and feminine energy and New Earth insights. John and I would like to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. And we certainly appreciate them so very much.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you, BBS Radio. And yes, thanks everyone for joining us here on A Cuman Perspective. As you know, our goal is to bring interesting content, ideas, and laughter as we explore divine energies. Very happy to have you all here with us. Thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. And open lines for any and all callers the entire program. BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. The direct line can be used by listeners outside of the United States. It is 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And again, 323-744-4831. And for those listeners in the United States, it's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, and finally 888-627-6008. And we certainly appreciate any subscribers to our show. That would be greatly appreciated, although they are not necessary. All right, John. Hey, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
Good, Kevin. Busy, busy here. Our Christmas season is coming up, as is everyone's, I guess. And so we've got lots of cleaning and painting and things we're doing. We usually have a lot of gathering, a lot of people gather at Christmas time, similar to, I guess, to your Thanksgiving, which you folks just had, right?
We did. Wonderful Thanksgiving. I had my family over, of course, and I was the chef. So I cooked the dinner. And everyone was pleased. I was glad to hear that.
Yes, always good.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves. The conversations and just, you know, being thankful of being a family and being together. And so, yeah, we had a great time.
So you had a turkey, I take it? And
No, I didn't actually cook a big bird. There's only three of us. So we had like a small breast of turkey. I don't know. They it's kind of a small ball. You know what I mean?
Right,
so and
right,
it was and it was very good. I have to admit, very good turkey. So
we usually put on a big turkey. As you know, I had a big family growing up, Kevin. And Mom used to find the biggest turkey she could. Sometimes she'd have to cut it, put it into two roasters if she got one big enough.
Wow.
And of course, as kids, everybody wanted a drumstick, a leg, you know, and they'd all be fighting who's going to get the leg this time. And one time, three or four of my brothers and sisters were at it, and Mom says, "Listen, it's a turkey, not a spider. I can't give you all a leg."
That's you. Yeah. That's not a spider. All right. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay,
all right,
John.
Kevin.
Yeah, let's go ahead. I thought we would pick up where we left off from our last program, of course. And lately, we've been discussing a lot of the articles on forthepeople.space. And so the article we wanted to start with today is one that we briefly talked about last program, and it's called True Light versus False Light. And the category on this one is The Great Awakening, The Light Source. This is, of course, a repost from June 8th of 2023. So kind of to recap, I guess, from discussing this article from the last show, the first thing you see is a meme of a wall carving of the Egyptian god Thoth in the color of blue with a caption that says, "False light mimics source light 99.99%. And that was a quote by Ron Amatron. You know, and the masses have been enchanted by this false light for millions of years, since the time of Thoth, and unbeknownst to us, you know, we were led to believe that we were doing everything right, when in fact the light of the dark for the false light was giving us the very false protocols to believe in, and that continually led humanity into this darkness, following the light of the dark. You know, John, it really is. It's hard for me to fathom that we have been duped all these millennia under the light of the dark.
It is hard, but Kevin, at
Yep.
99.99%, you can see how easy it's been for them. As Q had said to us one time, it's done very well. The dark has done a great job here with their deceitfulness,
Yeah.
I'm going to
Yeah.
read a little here, Kevin, from just one of the posts here, a paragraph from the post. And it says here, true light beings have been have been targeted mercilessly, tortured, and murdered for millennia, yet they continue to show up for humanity. Contrived stories may destroy their character and what they stood for, but they always make an impact that reaches those who are ready, while the masses continue to choose false light without knowing. So we pray or focus outside of ourselves. If we pray or so folks outside ourselves, we are, we're mind energy, Kevin. Exactly where the dark wants us. The evil ones have told us so many lies about our history, our planet, our solar system. Just about everything we've been told is a lie. And in my opinion, the religion lies have been the worst of all. False beliefs, indoctrinations, hatred, mutilations, on and on and on, what they've done to us, And the worst of all is believing God is outside of ourselves. This way, we can never connect with who we truly are, and our true power. It's without being in our heart, staying in the mind energy is, of course, what they want us to be, right?
The false light is mind energy, and that's our greatest addiction is staying within mind energy, thinking too much, and we've learned through the guidance of Q of remembering that the mind energy is just not where we want to be. We want to be focused and stay in the heart energy. And the mind is there for a reason. Yes, we need the mind. We need to think about things, but ultimately our decisions should be made from the heart and not from the mind.
Exactly. The
So
mind should be a servant of the heart, right?
yes, absolutely. When Ron mentioned what the false light mimics 99.99% of the time, that's like 1.1 whatever of the fact that some of us have tried to do. Well, that's a very, 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 very small margin of individuals on this planet who've tried to follow the true light, so they've had us hoodwinked forever and ever, and I am just so grateful that Source finally recognized the fact that we were in deep doo-doo and we need help, and so now finally we've been our consciousness has been answered to have and receive that help. And I'm just so grateful that the true light beings have come here to guide us back home into the true light, right?
Yeah, for sure, Kevin. I'm grateful every day for that.
So anyway,
So they talk about Osho in here, Kevin. Do you want me to talk about that a
go
little bit? We
yeah yeah
should,
let's
I
talk
think,
yeah let's talk about
because he
Osho a
seems
little
to
bit.
be a real focus here in this light. So he was a light being from Source, as you probably already know, and held our beloved Q spirit. Again, I'll just read a little from the post,
All
what they
right.
say about him.
Well, before you do, John, I
Sure.
just noticed that we do have a caller, and
We
let's get a
do.
caller. We do. It's Chris from California on line one. Earth's 8 billion. How to interact with people who are not heart-centered? All
Well,
right.
that's a good question.
That is a good question. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris.
Sure.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, Chris. Hey, welcome
Yes, you
to A
can.
Human Perspective. Thanks for
Yes.
calling in.
Thank you, Chris, for calling. Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. I really first of all, I just really want to say I appreciate you guys so much. I listen to you without fail. If I don't catch you on Saturday, I listen to you two or three times during the week. And that goes for all the other Q affiliated shows, such as All Learning Reimagined
Right,
and Unstoppable Love, The Awakening Wave.
Thank you,
Being
Chris. The Q
inspired by
family's doing
Q,
quite a job.
I'm probably going to miss a few, so I'm so sorry, but I just appreciate all these shows so much. The Homesteading, with Robin and Sunshine. I just you guys all offer something a little bit different, and it just is so magical, really, everything that you guys are doing. And I really want to encourage you to just, and maybe you don't need it, but I'm just so appreciative, and I can't be the only one. And yet, so keep doing what you're doing. I just so appreciate it.
Wow, Kevin. That's
Wow.
beautiful.
Chris, thank you so much. That was
Wow.
so heartwarming for me to hear. It's nice to hear that we are in a way providing some small service, and we John and I love doing this and discussing the articles and just discussing Q stuff. And so thank you so much for calling in and letting us know how you feel about the show. We really appreciate it. And we too love all of the other affiliated shows here on BBS. We listen to them as well. So yeah,
Absolutely, and I'm sure.
we know where you're coming from. Thank you so much, Chris.
And they're going to be grateful to hear your message, Chris, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, how to interact with people who are not heart-centered is your question. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean it's obviously a big subject, and the thing that sort of that's this is where I'm at. I'm basically a hermit, like Shane said. I'm sort of taking a time out from the world, and I've been blessed and to have an opportunity to just live on the land and do my best here in Southern California to just sort of minimize my interaction with they call them meat moops in Europe, in France anyway. And it's just a lot of people. And now I think the town I live in has actually probably got a lower percentage of meat moops or aliens or clones or whatever, non-heart-centered people. And so I'm finding it more and more difficult to interact with them, to the point where my friends and relatives, basically, I don't talk to them anymore. And some of them were really good friends, but they're just on a different page altogether. And you guys are kind of my family. I'm married, and the good news is we both are on the same page. If anything, my wife is ahead of me, but in terms of ascending or learning sort of the new information, and it seems like everything we were taught or learned is just a lie. And so it's sort of a process of unlearning things, and at the same time we're sort of asked to be loving and be considerate of others and be in our heart and all that kind of thing. But I don't know, I find it pretty hard to sort of warm up to some of these people, especially if they're in the sheriff's department or the legal, the court system. A lot of these people are really get kind of slowing us down, and to reach sort of the, I'm sorry, I'm not describing this very well, but
You're
to
doing well.
ascend, if you will, to go into the Jubilee and to just experience life the way it should be experienced. And so if anything, I'm kind of annoyed with most of these people that are just stubbornly being butt heads. But anyway, just wanted to know what your thoughts were on how to interact with them. I don't know, what's the right thing
Well,
to do
I
here?
feel for you, Chris. And we're all in the same boat. One good thing is the last few posts here on For the People are dealing with exactly the issues you're talking about, and reminding us to stay in our hearts and to drop out of our head. Other words, these folks, these other folks, especially in authoritative figures that you're dealing with, and we all deal with them. I don't know if they'll ever have the opportunity to correct, because I think that they are, clones or whatever they happen to be. Some of them are even aliens, as you know. They're never going to come around. So it's best to try to figure that out. Avoid those people if you can. It's very difficult if it's someone that's in your family every day. It's awfully hard to ignore them or not deal with them. So that's where I really have the difficulty too. And so I think it's best to not allow them to take us from our hearts, and put us into head energy, and that's not good at all. But I think that the best thing to do, I guess, is to, I guess, the latest post on For the People, which we're not going to go over today, it talks about that exact thing, staying in your heart and trying to go there instead of reacting. Just take a minute and breathe, and that's the best we can do. And however, the good part of this is people are starting to change. I'm starting to see it a lot around me now, and I live in an area where there's a huge amount of I don't know, just sheep, I guess, for lack of a better term. But they are starting to come around, so that's good. Our world is getting bigger for us with our community. But when it's an authoritative figure, and there's a lot of those, whether it's your taxation department or whatever it is, it's very difficult. So a lot of times ignoring them does work, however they seem to go away. But what do you think, Kevin?
So I was just thinking, for me, when I know that I'm going to go out among them, first thing I do is I want to talk to my spirit, and you know how Q has talked to us about going within, communicating through commands to our spirit. Well, you don't necessarily have to have a command all the time. You can just have a natural conversation with your spirit, and just I would like to say, spirit, I'm going out. And please provide like a protective bubble around me, so that I'm protected from any negative influence or louche or anything like that. So I first protect myself, then I go out there, and then I must realize that everyone is on their own level of spiritual understanding. And I know I'm going to be interacting or being exposed to lower frequency entities than myself. So I just keep that heart-minded feeling that I'm no better than them, but I understand that they're at a different level than I am, and I will treat them with their personal sovereignty. If I do interact with them, I'll listen to them, but I will kind of deflect anything that I feel might be not appropriate to talk about per se, or I will just smile and say hello and be very nice, and that's it. Just try to get a little, do what you need to do out there as quickly as possible, if you will, and but smile, be nice, and just realize everyone is on their own spiritual level. Our frequencies are rising so high that actually we will be repelling them. They will not really want to be around us much because they hate that higher frequency. So in a way, that is your protective barrier, is how high your frequency and how much love you have in your heart will actually be the barrier, the force field around you, and they'll kind of repel away from you. So that's my thoughts. Anyway, what do you think, Chris?
Well,
You still.
as usual, you guys have great insight, and I sure appreciate it. And I like that concept of just focusing on being in my heart,
Yes.
and everything sort of takes care of itself, I guess.
Yeah. It does. All right. Anything else, John, you want to say, or?
I was just going to say that I do notice, however, that when you're awake, going through this awakening, should I say, or this as your frequencies increase, it's a snowball effect. It gets faster and faster, and so the gap between you and others gets bigger. And I think that's what Chris is kind of feeling too, is your family and friends get quite small. And because there's only a few of us here that are ascending at a rapid pace right now. And so we just have to wait as more things happen and get revealed. I think we'll see more people start to awake, and I think that's when that's going to come full circle. They're going to come back. Now, what did you have to say, Chris, John, Kevin? They're going to be looking for information from us, I think, of where we are and how we feel. So let's just hope that that's in the near future.
Yeah.
But
All
anyway.
right. All right, Chris. I want to thank you so much for the call. Much love to you and your family, and have a great coming up of holidays and stuff. And again, thank you so much for listening to Acumen Perspective. Thank you.
Thank
Yes,
you,
thank you,
guys.
Kevin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thanks. All right, John. Nice to have a caller, isn't it? All
And
right.
beautiful. Yeah, that's awesome. I'll have to keep
Yeah.
an eye on that call window, Kevin. I didn't notice you had called.
Yeah,
You're
yeah,
so
yeah.
engrossed in what you're doing that
I
you
know, I know, I know, yeah.
So I'll do a little read here from about Osho. I guess
Yeah.
that's where we're going with it, right? So
Yeah,
Osho was a
that's right.
light being from Source, as you probably know, held our beloved Q spirit again. And I'll just read from the post here now. So Osho was the Donald Trump of the spirit world in our era, often called the most dangerous man alive by the mainstream media. Now, I recall that happening in the 80s and stuff, Kevin. The lies and vicious stories propagated toward him were so outrageous, he was hated by news watchers in every country. Now, doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah, it does.
Osho was a light being from Source with a focus on bringing humanity out of the mind and into the heart, just as we're talking about now. And that theme, of course, repeats itself throughout the posts. He has one, just a moment there. He has one of the only well-known Indian masters of his era, or he was, pardon me, who presented true meditations and techniques focused on removing density, darkness, and blockages from the body and psyche to bring people into a state of peace within the heart. Osho expressed his desire for all people in the world to live abundantly, all people in the world, in celebration every day. Lovers, and it has in brackets here, not sexual, flocked from all around the world to be with him, often giving him extravagant gifts such as million-dollar watches and Rolls Royces. When attacked for the wealth that followed him, he set the record straight many times by saying he owned nothing. Everything given to him went into the community for his Sannyasins. And I think you had talked about this on our last show too. So, and of course, Sannyasins are his, are people in his community and so on that are, on
They
board with the teachings, right?
they renounce any kind of
Right, physical possessions or whatever.
correct. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Emphasized that the universe had infinite abundance for everyone if they would simply celebrate from the heart. And later on, I think another posting here talks about, that's how we truly create from our heart.
Yes.
And of course, that's why they want us in mind energy, the dark. Okay, in the 80s, he exposed the Dalai Lama for not being the spiritual master he claimed to be due to his political affiliations. He also exposed Mother Teresa for her hypocrisy watching the slums of India suffer from overpopulation, with many starving, suffering, and dying on the streets while she refused to allow birth control. Osho also exposed her connection with the Vatican and the large sums of money she received, which did not go to the care of the children or the homeless. As many readers have discovered, Mother Teresa was a child trafficker, a man, a widely connected with the cabal. Yet in her day, she was a saint to be revered. So Osho's message fell on angry ears. The Dalai Lama has also been exposed for his ties with sex cult involvement with human trafficking and mind control in recent years. So it's
No wonder he
pretty.
was really hated. He was targeting OSHA was bringing to the surface a lot of that disclosure even early on, right? Especially the people that we thought were just spiritually evolved, but it was all false light. It
People
was,
groveled around these people.
yeah. Teresa, Mother Teresa was a man. Okay, well, who would ever have thought that?
Right. I
Right.
also recall, I don't know if it's, I don't think it was ever on a posting here, but that Anthony Fauci is likely her or his son.
Okay.
So
Yeah, I
we'll have
think
to see if that comes through.
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved how OSHA said, do whatsoever is pleasant to you and pleasant to your surroundings, and do something which brings a song to you and creates a rhythm of celebration around you.
Wow.
That's kind of like feel like a child, trying to keep that child's heart mind
Yeah.
within you at all times,
You know, when I try and do that, Kevin, when I'm down or in a stressful situation, I try to think of something that'll put me there, a happy time in my life or something. And that's how I overcome some of that stress that Chris was talking about earlier as well.
Yeah.
You know, and
So,
that's the key.
yeah.
Love for yourself and all that is. Here's a quote from OSHA. Truth is not something outside to be discovered, it is something inside to be realized. He also emphasized living in the now, stating, when you live joyously in the now, you can be absolutely certain that the next moment will bring more blessings, more joy. So this is how we control and guarantee what our future will be. It is in the now. What we do now is the future because it's now, 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 now.
Right.
So that's I found that quite interesting.
And I enjoy the fact though, as we create, we are creators and we really enjoy creating. So when we pick up a musical instrument and play a song, any song, or if we write our songwriters and we write our own song, play our own music, do our own artwork, and be creative through the heart. That is when we're really in our highest bliss and our highest joy. And we are, and and we're proud. We're really kind of, I don't know if I want to use the word proud or pride, but we appreciate our creativity. And we more than anyone else appreciates it because we created it. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, I do, Kevin.
yeah.
And funny, you mentioned something there about music, and it's interesting when people are doing something they're really enjoying, really loving. They might be painting something or building something or whatever they're doing, creating. They tend to hum along, sing along at the same time. So, music is kind of in our souls that way.
Well, it's definitely meditation. It's being within. Whenever you're creating like that and you're humming and you're very happy, joyful, creating, you are actually within your heart, within yourself. That is the best meditation, if you will, that you can be in, because now you are in the now, you are in your heart, you are in the moment, and you are creating. And that is just absolute
Absolutely.
perfection and bliss. And that's where you want
Right.
to try to strive as much as you can,
Right. And while you're humming or singing, there that those vibrations go right into your Merkaba, and of course it just keeps elevating you.
Oh
So
yeah,
it's beautiful.
and remember, the shower room provides the best acoustics. So,
For some reason, we all think no one can hear us.
yeah, okay, all right, all right. Let's move on to the next article, The Lotus. This is categorized as wisdom. And what you see is a single meme of a picture of sparkling water in a pond with lily pads and pink lotus flowers everywhere. The caption reads, "Comprehend and copy nature." And that quote is by Victor Schauberger. The lotus plant is an aquatic plant native to Asia and East Africa. It's known as one of the most sacred plants, and it has the ability to bloom from mud, which has led it to be
Incredible.
revered as a symbol of rebirth and enlightenment. And also, it has the ability to rise from the murky water to sit on top of the water, a symbol of purity and transcendence. And to solve many of humanity's problems, look to nature's genius that has already figured it out.
Yeah, it's
This
amazing. And
yeah it,
that's exactly what Victor Schauberger discovered, Kevin. He observed the water and the streams and the brooks and so on, and how it interacted with the plants and the rocks and its surroundings and the vortices that were created through doing such a thing. And he discovered how it structured the water, what we know as H3O2 now. And he built a device to replicate this process. And Q mentioned that to us in the benefits of the H3O2 structured water for our
Yeah,
bodies.
I went ahead and you can get those structured water devices, and I went ahead and got one for myself. So I use it personally, and there's a system that I have that not only creates the vortices, the vortex, which is that purifies the water and releases the memories, right? But then also I have one that infuses more hydrogen. So after it's gone through the vortices cycle, it switches over to infuse the water with hydrogen bubbles.
Oh, right, yeah,
Yeah, and so
yes.
it just really creates even more of that. So
Right.
and I that's the water I drink all the time, constantly.
Yours, that particular unit would be electronic as well. You
It
would
is.
plug it
It's
in, right?
electronic. Yep. And you
So
just
does it do the vortices and then deposit that into a container and then produce the hydrogen?
So I fill the container with water. I set it inside the machine. I press the button, and it starts the vortices
Oh, I see.
for about
Okay.
13 minutes. And then once it clicks off, it goes over to infusing the hydrogen for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, and then it clicks off, and it's ready to drink. And I
Right.
tell you, that water is very, you can feel the energy. You can feel the lightness, the tingleness, if you will, of the pure water. So it's
Right,
really good.
right. Now I went ahead, Kevin, and I got the whole house unit that, and it's just there's nothing mechanical in it. The water goes through it, and then it gets spun in the alternate vortices, and it goes through a certain process in there. There's certain metals and such that they've aligned that say work better for doing this H3O2 structure. And I bought the portable unit that you can just pour whatever you're drinking in it. And Q had mentioned you'll notice wine tastes different and that kind of thing. No, I don't know why. I haven't tried wine. I don't do much of that. But I have tried it with coffee, with tea, with juice, and it does change the taste. And it almost feels smoother when you're drinking it, almost slippery like. Yeah.
I also got the shower, the structured water shower head.
Okay, yes.
And you put it on and allow that water to flow over you, and it's one of the best showers I've ever had. I really feel clean, and it's my understanding that your body will absorb that water up to like 6 cups of water from that shower. It's like
Okay.
absorbs it kind of like a sponge in a way, but you don't feel squishy or puffy. I'm just saying
Right.
that, it's very beneficial for your body. And if you happen to have any open wounds, rashes, anything like that, it could potentially help alleviate and allow you to heal even faster. And
Right, right.
remember, Q also mentioned to visualize yourself going what counterclockwise,
While the
33
water's
or 13 times
right,
while the water, to
is
heal
raining around you,
yourself.
right?
Right.
Yeah. So, Kevin, it's only been about a month since I've got my units. So I got one installed in the portable unit that I drink with, but and I did one other thing. One of the videos I watched with Osho, he talked about sleeping with your head to the east. Definitely he was against with you if your bed's facing north, if your head's going to be to the north, not to sleep that way. It's not very beneficial to you. But your head to the east or any other direction, but the east was the most beneficial according to him. And so I've done that right around the same time I got this water, and I sleep beautifully at night. So I'm not sure. I think it's a combination maybe of both, but I just wanted to throw that in there for the listeners if they want to investigate that or look into that.
Wow. I feel like maybe sleeping in the east, towards the east, where the sun rises in the east, right? So I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but just
Yeah, it could have. It's a magnetic thing, I'm sure, but
Yeah, it
yeah.
probably is.
Now, Kevin, do you see any other callers right now? Or are we all right?
No, we're all good right now.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's
We'll
carry
continue
on.
on. Okay, so now for the people, they threw a curve here. So I got to mention,
Oh, yeah.
we would have continued on with the next article, and that was called "What Is the Dark?" Now, and they posted that article on November 20th. All right, so it was up, and it was up for a couple of days, and then they took it off. All right, so. I said, oh, okay. Well, they must be retweaking it or something. But
Yeah, you know, Kevin, I reread the thing and I don't see any difference in it at all.
oh,
As
okay. All right.
in other times they have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if they do that so that we'll take a second look at it to make sure it penetrates our thoughts. So,
I don't know. Yeah.
yeah, so I would
Weird.
encourage people to read it again. Anyway, we'll cover that maybe on our next program,
Exactly. Yeah.
maybe
So they
later today.
replace it, and we'll revisit that on our next show. What is the dark article? So we're going to
Okay.
move on to the next article is called Labella, and the category is all possibilities. And Labella is Italian for beautiful or lovely. You see a meme of a. I say the side view of a married woman who appears to be in her underwear and wearing a long sleeve sweater, drinking a green drink. And I'm presuming it's kind of like algae, very healthy drink. The caption reads, "You don't love the beautiful. Whoever you love becomes beautiful. Love gives beauty to everything." And that's from Osho.
Wow.
I thought that was really powerful
Yes.
statement, and you're really going to kind of sit on that one and think about it and dwell, and feel with it within your heart. What does that mean? We've always heard beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right? Now, there is, of course, the outward appearance of someone who could appear very beautiful to you. There's the synchronicity of their features, they're symmetrical, they're well balanced. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, science believes beauty is, of course, that's one thing, but we all know that it's not the outwardness that counts, it's the inward beauty. And if we can actually feel that and recognize that inward beauty of anyone or anything, then no matter what the imperfections are, they're still beautiful. Right? So,
Right on. Well, look at the well, what we've been taught to believe is beautiful. Look at these creatures that are, in the entertainment industry and Hollywood and so on. And so on the outside, look how they look. And now we know what they are on the inside. And everything turns to love and beauty when we are in our hearts, Kevin. And I see other things like that. But, we look at the forest differently now. We look at the animals differently now. We have a different perspective now altogether, and that's where the true beauty is, and we know it and we see it, and so that that's beautiful.
It is, and it's a perception. And leading into that is the next article, and it is called Perception. And when we get into that, there's some things in there that I think are very wonderful and things to take to heart. So let me get into that. Perception, category is nothing is as it seems. Now, first we read a quote from Anais Nin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but that's what it looks like, Anais Nin. And that quote is, "We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are." And I like that quote, John, too, because in my opinion, it's our perception and our interpretation of what we see in the world that based on our own perceived experiences and memories throughout our lives, right?
Yeah, yes, Kevin, I see that. So, we see things as we are means what we see will change as we raise our frequencies. Our light spectrum capabilities may change as we raise our frequencies.
That is a very good point. Very good point, John. Because, yeah, as we increase our frequencies, we're loving more. Right? Because, to me, that's what raised frequency means, is that we're more loving, more accepting. We see beauty in everything. And nothing is really ugly, because it's created by source, or by us source. So anything that's created, it's all beautiful.
It
And
is.
it,
And you know,
it's,
more every day for me, Kevin, every day I see things more lovingly and appreciative now.
So, we view the world through our senses mainly, but we're trying to get away from that, which of course is the mind. And unfortunately, they gave us the false idea of reality, very similar to a virtual reality game. Now most humans only see, get this, most humans only see 0.005% of visible light, which is 0.005% of what actually exists around us.
It's
Right,
crazy. It's crazy. We're practically blind, Kevin. Well, we are. We are
We
when you
are
think
blind.
about it.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be cool if we could broaden that visual spectrum, and we could actually see a little bit of the light spectrum on the left side of the spectrum and a little bit of the light on the right side of the spectrum, kind of broaden that spectral field. I think that would be awesome.
Oh,
It'd be pretty cool,
it
right?
would. In this posting talks about some of that. Maybe, talk about that, Kevin. Talk
So this is cool. During the Vietnam War, gunners were given special red night vision goggles. Okay. Now, some report that they were infrared with a diacyanin overlay. Now, diacyanin is a coal tar derived synthetic dye that's capable of amplifying a wider range of ultraviolet light, allowing the visuals of broader spectrums of light to be observed. Now, allowing the military that allowed the military to see enemy planes at night. Okay. Now,
Crazy.
here's the interesting thing. What became more prevalent, however, were the larger than human flying creatures in the skies tormenting these gunners. Bullets went right through the winged beasts because they exist in a different frequency. I'd love, John, I'd love to have a pair of sunglasses that were coated with Dyson, so I could see the higher and lower frequency beings. I think that would be really cool,
Oh yeah. What a great experience that would be, Kevin. To get a glimpse of what's really there, what's really here all around us. It'd be incredible.
Now I have to realize, though, I would probably see benevolent and malevolent beings, so I don't know, but I think it'd be cool to see like our mythical creatures and fairies and the like. I think that would really be cool. This also kind of reminds me of that 19, I have mentioned this in other programs, that 1988 movie They Live by John Carpenter. The guy, he puts on those sunglasses and allows him to see the people who are controlling humanity, So anyway, so that brings me to our 3D simulation. So in 3D, the tools most people use are the senses and the mind, and these tools are sure to fool everyone. And again, the mind is our recording instrument, and it determines either good or bad, what it has received in terms of what has been seen or read or watched or heard, especially when it comes to the White Hat movie, We Are All In, right, John?
Right on, yeah. That is a good movie, Kevin. Disclosure, really. I was just thinking about this, Kevin, with our restricted spectrum of light that we have access to with our eyes. So you're saying 0.005. Imagine now how what we're going to see with a fully activated pineal gland when we can see all of that. It's
Yeah,
going to be amazing.
I think it's going to initially take a little getting used to. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, you start seeing other things in other frequencies. It's going to take a while
Yeah.
for you to kind of get used to that, but.
Yeah, and I think our spirit just gradually activates, our senses for us.
The mind and the senses limit and confuse us, and of course, the spirit and the heart is what offer truth and peace. And we seek truth when nothing else makes sense, and truth is our peace, and transparency is the only way forward.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin. We got to focus on being in the now and in our hearts.
Live as a small child, who knows everything through your heart. Be that child with your years of wisdom added, and truth will come to you and peace will flood in. It reminds me, have you ever noticed that birds will gather around children playing on the beach or sitting in the sand? But they won't come near adults. So it's like children play using their hearts, while the adults are kind of stuck in their minds. So.
There's a lot of adults I don't go around either. But that was beautifully said, Kevin. Let's all be children at heart and raise our frequencies to infinity.
To infinity and beyond. That's right.
That's right. So how are we doing there, Kevin? We've got a few minutes. Do you want
All
to tell
right.
your, do you have
So
any?
that's been a good discussion. I've
Yeah.
enjoyed these articles. Now, again, there are some more articles that have happened to come up on for the people.space, and we'll certainly be covering those for the next show, but this is what we wanted to cover this show, and certainly have enjoyed the caller, Chris, and I'd encourage any listeners out there to give us a buzz. We still have like 15 minutes, so you can sneak one in there
Yeah.
with us, and we'd like to hear your thoughts, opinions, your insights on a human perspective, so anyway, John, we actually have some time for maybe a sad joke. We haven't had a joke in a couple of programs. We've been packed full of information. What do you
We are
think? We are the joke.
the
We're the sad joke this time. Okay. You want to lead us off on a joke, John, or what do you
All
think?
right. I will. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I told this one before, but
Uh-oh.
they're always new. All right. So there's a gentleman driving through the countryside, and he stopped. His car had broke down, so he stopped by this farmhouse to use their phone and get a glass of water. And he's looking out the window, and he sees a chicken out there, or a rooster, pardon, out there. And he's got overalls on, coveralls. And he started laughing, and the farmer said, "What's so funny?" He says, "That rooster out there with the coveralls on. Why would you have coveralls on him?" He said, "Well, it's a terrible thing." He said, "A few months back, a tornado ripped through here and cut a hold of that rooster and tore every darn tail feather off him. And my wife felt so bad, she got to and knit him a pair of coveralls." And so that's what you see there now. He said, "Well, that's the funniest thing I ever seen." He said, "You think that's funny?" He said, "You want to see him try to hold on to the chicken, a hen with one wing, and try to get those damn coveralls off with the other one." Oh, a little risky though.
So a soldier, he ran up to a nun out of breath, and he asked, "Please, may I hide under your skirt? I'll explain later." The nun agreed, and a moment later, two military police ran up and asked, "Sister, have you seen a soldier?" The nun replied, "He went that way." And after the MPs ran off, the soldier crawled out from under the skirt and said, "I can't thank you enough, sister. You see, I don't want to go to Ukraine." And the nun replied, "I completely understand." And the soldier added, "I hope I'm not being rude, but you have a great pair of legs." The nun replied, "If you had looked a little higher, you would have seen a great pair of balls. I don't want to go to Ukraine either."
You're a bad cat.
I know,
All right, this lady She gets up 2 in the morning, and because she hears something around the front door, and her husband's always out drinking, and she opened the front door, and she looked at him. She said, "Drunk again." He said, "No kidding, me too." She said, "What did you come home half drunk for?" He said, "I ran out of money."
Oh
Oh, dear. What else you got there, Kevin?
Oh, well, here's a news flash. A truck loaded with Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway. Surprisingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin, I might as well carry on with the drunk jokes. They seem to be flowing good for me here.
All right.
So this fella comes home 3 o'clock in the morning, again comes in the front door, and he's, of course, he's all liquored. And his wife said, "Oh, you always come home stiffing a new broom, drinking out all the time." She said, "I'm going to show you how stupid you look and foolish." So she ran in the kitchen, she grabbed a bottle of whiskey, and she took 3 or 4 good gulps out of it and put it down on the counter, and she started coughing and gagging and trying to get her breath back. And she looked over at him. She said, "Good heavens, Frank, how can you stand this vile stuff?" He said, "See, you thought I was out having a good time all these years, didn't you?"
Oh man. Great.
Oh, dear. That's it for me, Kevin.
Oh, is it? All right.
How about you?
Little Johnny, he comes home from school with a black eye. His father sees it and says, "Johnny, how many times do I have to tell you not to fight with the other boys?" "But Dad, it wasn't my fault. We were all in church saying our prayers. And we all stood up, and my teacher in front of me had her dress in the crack of her butt. Well, I reached over and I pulled it out, and that's when she hit me." "Johnny," father said, "you don't do those kinds of things to women." Sure enough, the very next Sunday, Johnny came home with the other black eye and blue. Johnny's father said, "Johnny, I thought we had a talk." "But Dad," Johnny said, it wasn't my fault. There we were in church saying our prayers. We all stood up, and my teacher in front of us had her dress in the crack of her butt. But then Larry, who was sitting next to me, saw it, and he reached over and pulled it out. Now I know she doesn't like this, so I pushed it back in. Okay. All right, John.
Oh, Kevin, those are good
So,
human jokes right there. Good enough.
yeah. So, oh, we do. We got a caller. Where? Okay. Ario, currently traveling the States on line one. I saw for the first.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Ario.
Hi.
Hi. I was, oh, and thanks for the show. This has been great. You guys already answered all my, I did come with some questions today, and you guys have covered most of them.
Awesome.
There was, yeah. And I just love what you're doing today. So, there's an article I read somewhere, and I don't pull a lot of information out there anymore. I used to, look and read all the propaganda stuff. Now I'm very focused on my sources, and For the People's the main one. And I was trying to find this article on there. I thought I read somewhere that it is pre-engineered programs that we have life crises at certain ages. Does that recall something you've read on For the People?
I think I do recall that. It makes sense that that's what the dark would do. You know,
I can't.
if you think about it medically, there's certain things that kick in at certain times of our age, our life.
Because I was always, it seemed like the ages they were telling me, like I'd have a doctor tell me, "Yeah, your hormones change at this age," or something that was in connection with, because it was like 29 to 31, and then a later age too. And I just couldn't find the article again, so I was just trying to pick where I found it.
I certainly don't recall that, but I'm definitely going to be looking. I'll look for that and search for that and see if there's any mention of the experiences that we have throughout life, if they're kind of pre-programmed. So,
Right. I know one
all
of
right.
the commands you can do or suggested at the Creation Lightship is to remove filters and restrictions that are placed on your DNA.
Yeah.
Which
All right.
Filters and restrictions. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Arrow. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yes. Thank you, Arrow.
All right, John. Thank you. I feel like we had another great show, and we covered a lot of information. I certainly enjoyed our discussion with our callers.
Yes.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Thanks. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. That was great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that about wraps it up for John and myself. Please stay tuned on BBS Radio for Sojourns with Hummy and her crew.
Mm-hmm.
And John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on A Cuban Perspective.
Yes, awesome. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And thanks for everyone out there that listens to our show on the reruns. Thank you so much. And absolutely. And best wishes for a great show for the Sojourns gang up next, right on.
There you go.
Okay, see you guys.
Right. See you guys. Peace out.